Arg! Ahoy there, matey! Welcome aboard the world of boating.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
I was just looking into buying a boat of my own.
Call World of Boating toll-free now at 1-888-28-BOAT. That's 1-888-828-BOAT.
And welcome. This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate. That's me, along with Barry the Boater, rounding out the crew on this last show of 2025. The year has flown by, or cruised by, yes, if we're on a boat, I guess. And we got to reflect on some of the top stories of 2025 today. Reflect on our Christmas holiday last week. I don't know about you, Barry, but I got a cold for Christmas. So I'm just kind
now
of.
I've been healthy. I stayed away from everyone.
Yeah, including me. But that that was probably a good move on his part. But I'm gonna suffer through today and get ready for New Year's Eve.
Oh, you're not gonna suffer. Your wife's gonna take care of you. Make sure you have your chicken soup and everything else.
Who do you think gave me the cold?
Well, that was the gift that keeps on giving.
That's right.
You know.
So we have that to deal with, but it's fine. It's just a little, runny nose kind of thing. Nothing.
Yeah, sniffles.
Yeah, nothing too bad. But I put a little damper on Christmas morning. I didn't get all the boating gifts that I wanted. So we're going to talk about some things that you might want to consider getting for yourself if you didn't get them under the Christmas tree this past week. We're going to cover that and a few other little tidbits. For the holidays, but I'm in holiday mode. I'm a little bit, wound down just a tad, but, I'm gonna have a sip of Yule Log, which by the way is my favorite beverage of the holidays this year. It's a mix of Fireball and some kind of creamy goo, kind of like eggnog. They call it Yule Log.
And
yeah, I picked it up at the liquor store.
You'll sleep like a log after you drink it.
Yeah.
Right?
It's better than NyQuil, tell you that much. Way tastier, too. But anyway.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. It, it helped me suffer through this little cold thing. But regardless, we do have some interesting stuff to cover today. And first off, we'll get to what the plans are for New Year's Eve, because I know you have some, as well as I. But we got to reflect on this past year a little, don't we? What were the top boating stories from at least what we saw in AI that we pulled up and kind of perused and see what they put. And I'll tell you, the number one story that kind of came up when you look at it, and I think everybody would pretty much agree with this, is that 2025, and as far as boating, from 20,000 feet, the industry, it has definitely become a buyer's market for boaters.
Oh, yeah.
You know, year before that, it was kind of a little tough.
A few years before that, it was more of a seller's market. You could pretty much ask, if you wanted it, you're going to pay it. Otherwise,
dealers were having trouble keeping the boats in the showroom for display because they were selling so quick. Things definitely have slowed down. And the market has softened a little bit. They're still selling them, and the industry has been doing quite well, but the glut of inventory has kind of slowed down enough where now you can go into a boat dealership, take a look around. You might be able to bargain a little bit or negotiate a price, whereas before it was like, hey, that's the price, take it or leave it. There might be a little bit of wiggle room now, but still overall, for 2025, even though, everybody pretty much agrees it has become a buyer's market as opposed to a seller's market, it's still a very healthy market. And, it hasn't nosedived or anything. It's just softened a little.
Some brands have done better than others. You've heard of Winnebago, right?
I have, yes.
And you're going to say, what does that have to do with boating, right?
Well, nothing, unless you're towing your boat with a Winnebago, maybe.
Right. Yeah. But Winnebago Industries is the parent company of Barletta. And someone that we know well, Chris Craft.
Okay. And that means?
So they released their first quarter of fiscal year 2026 results.
Yeah.
And their net revenues increased by 12.3% in the first quarter. So there are some brands that are doing quite well. Mm-hmm. Probably the ones that are coming up with new and innovative boats. I did a little searching earlier. It seems like younger people are looking for used boats.
Yeah.
And they're able to find a plethora of them out there.
Right. For sure.
Because of what happened with COVID and kind of what we predicted is people were going to be buying up these boats that have never gotten into boating before.
Right.
And then some of them will stay in it, but some of them are going to say, you know what?
This was it for me. Let me pass it on to the next folks. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's fine.
But we're going to move on to something else. So,
But, you know, once again, I mean, even though things have softened a little bit overall on the sales side, it hasn't softened to the point where it's bad. You know, there's still quite a bit of activity going on. The boat shows in particular are doing really, really well. So, going into the new year, I mean, everybody's pretty optimistic. Doesn't really matter who you talk to. I mean, you don't hear anybody crying the blues like, yeah, we're not selling as many boats. And oh my gosh, I don't know how I'm going to keep the doors open. We're not hearing any of that kind of stuff. It's definitely overall is pretty positive. And it's been positive a little bit of a softening. That's all.
It's been positive to a point. Obviously, expenses have gone up this past year, especially with how much we rely on importation.
Yeah.
Of parts and materials.
Well, the tariff thing, it was a big question mark, you know, coming in with the new administration, and that caused a lot of confusion and uncertainty on how the manufacturers are going to deal with it. And now that's kind of passed over a little bit, it's been absorbed, I think.
It's been absorbed by the people that are purchasing these boats. Now,
They figured out how to deal with it. The manufacturer's like, okay, we got to do this, and it's
they've got to pass the price on, but maybe not as much as they thought. Mm-hmm. But also, the economy is such that if you are a person that invests money, if you're in the stock market or any of those
investments where you've been doing
well, you're smiling big time, and therefore you're also buying. So that's where they've seen the biggest market for new boats have been the people in the upper echelon who can afford these new boats.
Right.
And then you have the people that want to get into boating that can't quite get that. Those are the ones buying the used boats, but these are lightly used boats. So they're doing well because, you know, a lot of dealerships, they have all this inventory. They need to move it. They need to have some cash flow. So they're willing to make deals.
Right. So, you know, this is a good time. Especially if you're invested, like Barry just said, to get out there and go purchase a boat. You know, if you didn't get one for Christmas, the spouse didn't, you know, pull one up to park under your tree there Christmas morning.
Well, that would be one big tree.
it's time to go out there and take care of numero uno, right?
Yeah.
Make yourself a captain.
Yeah. And the five big things or five big stories this year, one of them was had to do with industry recognition of boat shows.
Yeah.
The Fort Lauderdale National Boat Show remained a major event showcasing the industry's latest, boating.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it was.
I had a good time.
They said it was the best one ever. I mean, we hear that quite a bit, but I mean, the weather was perfect. The numbers were up from what we saw. Everybody was reporting big numbers and stuff. So it was.
And the hot dogs were $12 each.
Were they?
I finally got my credit card bill because I never got a receipt. And I looked, I go, what is this charge? $12. I go, oh, that's the hot dog.
Wow.
Dang.
Well,
yeah.
You could get like 10 of those at Costco.
I could get a bag of hot dogs and their buns and just sat there.
They throw in a free drink as well.
No,
they do.
Just the hot dog.
Somebody selling hot dogs at the Fort Lauderdale International Boat Show probably has enough profit to go buy their own boat in 2026 for that price. $12.
That is possible.
Yeah. But hey, it is what it is. And, you know, we'll take the win. So we got a few more stories to cover from 2025, and then we'll look ahead at the new year next on the World of Boating. Stay close.
You're You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.